In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're talking about relationships, in particular, couples relationships. You know, some things that you must have, things that you should look for, and probably some things that you probably shouldn't be doing or looking for.
Okay.
Just as red flags that happen sometimes in relationships.
Prank call.
Yeah, it's crazy. And as usual, we're going to give away some free stuff, as we always do. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is going on, my friends? It is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist. We are here, back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
Hello, David.
Hello, Matt.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, it's Monday. It's Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday.
Is it Friday yet?
Yeah, I know. We got a busy week this week.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's busy. Yeah. That is Matt Fox, the other voice you hear. We're here in the Podcast Your Voice, Southfield Studios, as usual, per most Monday evenings. What else are we going to do on a Monday evening?
Sleep.
We might as well do that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know,
it's what every good relationship needs. Someone who sleeps all the time.
Well, either that or just a consistent date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would work too. Like, we have a consistent date every Monday, Jamie, Matt. I was going to say that.
I have a date. You know what? I have a date with the garbage at least two or three times a week. I take the garbage out and we have an amazing time doing it.
Okay. You and the garbage.
Yeah, I take the garbage out and we have an amazing time.
It's a cheap date.
It's called a dad joke is what it is.
I know. That's a good one.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
But I am excited to talk about our topic today of relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
But where can people find you?
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. My website is motorcityhypnotist.com. Check out the website. All kinds of cool stuff on there. You can find me on social media. My Facebook and YouTube are both Motor City Hypnotist. And Instagram and Snapchat are both Motor City Hypno, H-Y-P-N-O.
Woohoo!
And as usual, as I say every episode, grab your free hypnosis guide. Click the link, download it. Yours to keep. Totally free. No strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
No quizzes required.
None?
You don't have to get approved.
No tests.
What happened?
No tests. Nothing you have to do except click and download, and it's yours.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So check that out. And here's the important thing. Wherever you're listening, whether you're listening to the audio on a podcast platform, maybe you're with us on Facebook Live, which a lot of our people join us. Check us out. Is leave a review. You can leave it on my Facebook page if you're on Facebook Live. If you're listening to the audio somewhere else on another platform, such as iTunes or Spotify or somewhere else, leave a review there too, because that helps us. Yeah, it just helps us get in front of more people and gets the podcast out there and more people listen. So I would appreciate that very much.
Love it.
Absolutely. You know what we're going to do now, Matt?
Yes, I do.
It's your favorite part of the week.
Yes, it is.
That's how winning is done.
It seems loud, but I like it.
No, yeah, we need it loud. That helps.
Hey, what you got?
Let's face it, we're older, older, and sometimes we see kids and we're like, oh, what a bunch of goofballs, or you know, what a bunch of hoodlums.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah, already. Or you know, things like that. You know, hooligans.
Now you listen to me, Mister. God did not put me on this earth to be awakened by filthy suggestions from a foul-mouthed hooligan like you.
Correct.
So yeah, we think a lot of younger kids as hooligans, but so this story I thought it was great.
Okay.
A young boy was headed down a neighborhood sidewalk when he made a stop at a random house with a doorbell camera.
Okay, a Ring, right?
Yep. to leave a positive message of encouragement for a stranger.
Mm.
The video posted on YouTube by Southwest News Agency does not identify the boy or the location, but the youth is an American walking with a few friends in a tree-lined neighborhood.
Okay.
He looks directly into the camera with an earnestness and wisdom seemingly beyond his years. This is what he said, quote, "You matter, all right? There's always going to be someone who cares about you. You're a good person. No matter what people say about you, you matter."
Let me see that real quick. Let me see that page.
Yep.
Real quick.
Yep.
I'm going to do something here for those folks that are on video. And I'm going to do this. You matter, all right?
So, yeah, and his face was right in the camera when he did that.
Yeah.
This is the last line. You matter, man or girl, whoever you are, you matter to someone. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget that. Then he went on with his day, sauntering down the sidewalk with a small shopping bag, presumably headed home.
Okay.
So there's a little bit more to it. I'm going to play the audio. Hopefully this comes through.
Okay.
We're gonna try it.
"You can see me. Get out of here, bub. And you matter, all right? There's always going to be somebody that cares about you. And you're a good person. No matter what people say, you matter.
Hello.
Ignore them. They're losers. They're ding-dong ditching you. I'm just trying to say something nice. Like, I don't know what they're doing. They're running away and stuff. I'm just trying to say that you matter, man. Or girl. Whoever you are, you matter to someone. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget that."
Then the kid walks away.
Huh.
He had a bunch of kids behind him that were trying to, like, to bother him. He, like, pushed the one kid away because he was trying to leave this nice message.
Sure.
And he goes, "I don't know what they're doing. They're ding-dong ditching. Yeah. I'm just trying to leave a good message here."
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? It's just a. I mean, like I said, they couldn't identify the kid or where it happened, but I'm sure at some point somebody's going to find out who the kid is.
Oh, they'll find him.
Yeah.
Oh, they will find
him. Yes, they'll find him. I want to find him because we talked about...
Right.
We're gonna connect with some of our winners of the weeks. I'm telling you, I've already got my list at work. We're gonna work on some of these, but if I find this kid, I'm gonna talk to him
because you have a specific set of skills.
Because you matter,
and no matter where he goes, you will find him.
I can hunt people down.
Yeah,
you know what I did as a temp job a while back. I was working in a clinic, and it was kind of in the midst of a revamping, let's say.
Sure. Just,
so I worked for Ford Credit for a while as a temp job.
Okay.
And I did skip tracing on people to find vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can find people.
You triangulate where they were based on.
Yeah. We look up license plates and find out addresses and places of employment and
goodness.
And then we call the repo guys to come and go and get their cars.
I will not mess with David. That's for damn sure.
So yeah, whoever this kid is, good for you, dude, and also for shoving your friend out of the way. If go to the link in the show notes because you can watch the video of this.
Oh, fun.
The Ring video.
Okay.
And you'll see him like push this kid away and it's like he's trying to do something nice. And these other kids are like, they're the hooligans.
Yeah.
The hooligans behind him. He just shoves them away.
And doing shenanigans. But this kid is doing shenanigans, but in a nice way.
He's doing great things. I mean, yes. what a good kid. I mean, I go back to the whole...
Get off thing of wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you rotten kids? Yeah, you got to,
What happened?
No, it was good. That's what happened.
Alan checked and he said, "You both matter. Have a great week."
Alan, you matter too. And
thanks,
you know
Alan.
What?
The fuck are you doing?
Because you matter.
Because you matter,
much.
Alan, and that's for you. Because we want to know how you're doing and what you're doing.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. So yeah, that's our winner of the week for sure.
How winning is done.
So, back to
it. So, you said it, Matt.
So, back to it.
Have
you watched any of the Walking Dead offshoots yet?
No.
No, I haven't either.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, here's the thing, and this is just my personal opinion. I know there's still fans of the show. I didn't even finish the original series.
Neither did I.
I think I dropped out season 8-ish somewhere in there.
Fair.
But I feel like it reached its peak. They should have done this much earlier,
right?
In my opinion,
they should have finalized the show in some way, shape, or form when Rick left.
Right.
That because Rick was the center point, focal point of the entire story, the entire series.
I mean, he was there from episode one all the way through.
Right.
And you're right.
They should have ended it with Rick disappearing.
And I'm not, I don't think I'm in the minority with that. I've had a lot of, seen a lot of posts about that. But again, there are diehard fans that have stuck with it and watched the whole thing, and they're going to watch these offshoots. And I hope they're good. But I just kind of lost my interest in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of sidebars,
because I have another one for you too.
Strange New Worlds.
Yes.
Is that where
you're
going?
That's where I was going.
I have not seen the crossover yet of Lower Decks and Strange New Worlds.
Okay, I have not seen that episode yet either because I'm caught up until
I'm halfway through where Spock becomes human.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm at.
Strange New Worlds. And there's one episode after that that I've caught up on.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So
it's been kind of weird this season so far.
I still think it's in sorry, geek. We're on a sidebar for the geeks.
Yeah, okay? This is called relationships.
He has a brain like a chicken.
No, it's okay. We're good. But it is the most like Trek that any of the new shows are.
Right. You're not wrong.
They have running storylines. They have standalone episodes. They have character building. It's good. I really think it's
Lon Nguyen Singh.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually a pretty interesting character.
I like her character. I like, I mean, all of them, honestly.
The Doctor.
Yes.
He was in the movie Dune.
Yes.
And he fought Paul Atreides in the first one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He's been in so much, but to watch him in Dune and then see him as a doctor, I'm like, wow. They got the same fighting styles.
Well, yeah, because he has that big fight in the airlock in a couple episodes. Oh, yeah. So yeah. Okay. Geek sidebar.
All right. Done. Over.
But no, Strange New Worlds. I recommend it. I'm a big Trek fan from way back. I've watched everything. I've seen everything Trek.
Sure.
So this is more, this is the series that's really good, in my opinion.
All right. Yeah. We'll sidebar later about off mic.
Or we can do it on mic. That's fine.
No, we got people that want to learn about relationships.
Okay.
Here.
So, back to it.
Okay.
Again.
So we're talking about relationships, folks. So speaking of, does your partner love sci-fi and you hate it? Does your partner love fantasy and you hate it?
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
No, not necessarily. Because I'll be transparent. Kendra and I have different tastes typically. And this is funny. Next time you see her, ask her about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, we've talked.
Oh,
about
yeah,
Lord
yeah,
of the
yeah.
Rings. Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, they spent 9 hours. Just throw the ring in the fire and be done with it.
One word.
Yeah.
Potato.
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
See.
So yeah, her tastes are not, although I give her credit, like she will watch, like she went to a couple Marvel movies with me.
All right.
We saw a couple of the new Star Wars in theaters.
Fair.
So,
yeah.
You know, so here's the thing that I'm going to get to, and it's part of what we're talking about. You don't have to have every single interest in common. You don't have to be carbon copies of one another because who wants to date themselves?
Well, I'll tell
although
you,
I might. But.
Well, the narcissistic folks. Yeah, maybe.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
What is that song that's playing in the background of that excerpt?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't play it again.
No, why just, not?
Because I already heard it once.
What are you people? On dope?
I'll figure that out. So, but our last couple of episodes, we walked away saying we have homework to do.
We did, yes. Because we talked about the last couple episodes to catch people up. We talked about the psychology of surprise endings or twist endings in stories or movies.
And there's nothing better than watching a show or a movie with your partner, your spouse, or what have you, and you're both surprised.
Yes.
And it sparks a conversation as to at what point did you think it was going to go off the rails?
Right. But no, and that is something, because there's always some common ground. I mean, we've watched shows together. I'm trying to think of I don't know if there's anything right now that we're watching together, but Handmaid's Tale, we watch that together, you know, pretty much all the time.
Sure.
And there's certain shows that we would like, oh, don't watch it yet. You got to wait for me. So we had that commonality as far as that goes. So here's the thing. Relationships can be challenging in many ways. And we're going to talk about a lot of those things. So the important thing is to know what you're looking for in a relationship, because often relationships start with physical attraction. That makes sense.
Okay.
It's the first thing you see. It's mm-hmm. that initial, you know, physical attraction.
Where you start judging a book by its cover.
Sure. Yeah. But that's kind of human nature. Yeah. You know, if you see somebody across the room and they're not attractive to you, you're probably not going to be inclined to talk to them.
Right.
So that's the first.
Or you may feel that they're way out of your league, so you don't even attempt.
Right. And that, believe me, being a geek in high school or being just that, yeah, that was me for sure.
Yeah, being the short, fat, chubby kid in high school, yeah.
So it's important to know exactly what you want. So I'm going to start out with some things as far as when it comes to relationships, it's important that you have like a clear vision of what you expect and what you want. Because here's what happens most of the time. You'll see somebody who physically looks attractive to you, and you might settle. And when I say settle, that sounds terrible, but that is kind of the term I want to use. You settle for other shortcomings because of that initial physical attraction.
But they got short thumbs?
Maybe. Megan Fox has weird thumbs. Did you ever see that?
No.
No. Uh-uh. Oh, no. That's like a...
It's a genetic trait.
Yeah, yes. It is. She's got the weird...
She got stubby thumbs.
Like hammered, like a bulbous thumbs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Just look that up sometime. And again...
Monsters versus aliens. Just saying, watch it.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's important that you find out other things that you know are going to kind of help you have a successful relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go by. I'm going to go over numerous categories in the episode of things that we need to focus on, because all of these things are important, and all of these things you need to have some sort of connection to make it more likely that you're going to have a successful relationship.
Let's dig in.
Okay. I'm going to start with number one, and these are in no particular order, but number one happens to be intimacy.
Okay.
Now, that goes along in part with that physical attraction, but that's not all of it. So it's important that you're with somebody that is on that you're connected with on an intimate level. Mm-hmm. Now, intimacy just doesn't mean sex.
Mm-hmm.
Intimacy can be sitting together, holding hands, you know, walking together with your arms around each other, other signs of affection that go along with intimacy. So having a partner that can support your physical needs, whatever those are, that's an important thing. And here's what happens with a lot of clients that I see, especially if couples come in.
All right.
Or even individuals. It'll go something like this. Well, yeah, you know, we're not as intimate as I would like to be, but that's okay, because that shouldn't be important.
But it is.
But it is. Yeah. And that's the correction I say to people. It's that no, that you can't, I believe you cannot have a successful relationship without that intimacy. Mm-hmm. If you're not intimate, then really just have another friend.
Right.
You're missing a whole component there. And people kind of downplay it and think it's shallow. They think it's like, well, I'm, you know, it's kind of dickish of me to expect these things that I like and that I want, but it's not, because that's something that you like and you want. That's right. Something that both parties should get.
No, you're a guy, you're a man.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
Are you a walking 12-year-old hormone like me sometimes?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All the time you say, perfect, I'm in good company. So that's the thing, you know, I feel like...
Okay, here's a running joke, Matt, that I and Kendra will tell you. Whenever there's something like on TV or something that's like somebody attractive, I go, I like tits.
Jesus.
which I just say, and she laughs. She knows, you know, she knows what I'm talking about.
No, it's just, I've always wanted to be with somebody that would pull that, not that hormone out, but that make me want that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel good that I feel that way about that person.
Well, and here's the thing that intimacy does for both people. It makes them feel connected, one, but individually, it makes you feel attractive and wanted and important.
Yes.
And that, oh, somebody's into me. I'll tell you, for self-esteem, that is that's one of the best feelings you can have.
Love it.
That another person really wants to be with you. Mm-hmm. Now, and again, sexually, but also just physically, just like I said. I talked to a lot of couples, and I'll ask them these couple of simple questions. I'm like, you guys spend time together alone. oh, not, you know, most of the time the kids are around or whatever. And I'm like, well, okay, so once the kids go to bed, what's your routine? And they'll say, like, oh, okay, we watch TV. Maybe we'll, you know, have some food or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but what's your proximity to each other?
Right.
Because they don't think about that. They just think we watch TV together. And right. I'm like, well, what's your proximity?
I'm sitting in my
rocker.
Do you
sit in separate chairs? Well, and I'm going to tell you, a majority of my clients I see, they'll say, well, yeah, I'll sit on the chair and he'll be on the couch or mm-hmm. vice versa. I'm like, why don't you ever sit next to each other? Mm-hmm. Why don't you ever just... And I'm not saying you have to cuddle, but that could be part of it. Mm-hmm. But sit where you're like in physical contact, where you can like hold a hand or put a hand on a leg or yep. just have shoulders touching.
All I have to do is just reach my hand out mm-hmm. and my hand is getting touched by the other person.
Absolutely.
Might be sitting in a different spot, yep. but we are close enough in proximity where we can hold hands or whatever.
Well, and we've had this thing, and this is not uncommon with married couples, the successful married couples, that a lot of times what will happen in our house is we'll sit down to watch TV and I'll sit and kind of will lie down with her legs over my lap and I'll scratch her leg and she scratches my arm.
Sure.
Which is kind of like just this mutual connection. And it's not a big deal. And I'll say in general, it's not sexual. It's no. just connecting physically mm-hmm. with another human being.
I love rubbing shoulders. Mm-hmm. I just sit there yep. and rub on shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit in
absolutely.
Front of me and rub shoulders.
Yeah, yep. absolutely.
And then, you know, sometimes I'm like, hey, can you tickle? I mean, scratching my back. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, you know what? I was happy just. Give you know, rubbing shoulders because we had that connection.
Yep.
Love it.
So it's important to be intimate. And again, not just sexually. Sexually is a big part of it, too. And that's a conversation that every couple should have as far as before it gets too deep into the relationship. Mm-hmm. But once you start being physically intimate, as far as sexually intimate, mm-hmm. it's important that you guys have an understanding, that both parties have an understanding of what
the safe word
limits
is.
Are, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, because those are important things. Because yeah. if you know, and I'm going to use just a way far out example. If you meet somebody and they say, I this is ridiculous, but I'm just going to say it.
All right.
I only like to have sex once every 2 months because that's just the way I like it. Now that's fine. For the person who says that.
That's honest.
But if it's not up to the other person's expectations, then there's a disconnect there.
Very much so.
You know that that's going to be an issue going forward. Mm-hmm. So it's important to have these conversations regarding intimacy.
So someone walks up to you and they're like, hey, my safe word is...
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Oh, you want to go see a movie? Popcorn. Okay, Jesus.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, sidebar. So my buddy Richard, he's a nationally renowned hypnotist.
All right.
Like he's been on James Corden and the Today Show, but I've helped him in numerous shows throughout the years. And he did this adult show down in Dundee, Michigan after mm-hmm. the Monroe County Fair. And in his adult shows, it's adult material.
Sure.
It's not something you do at a fair or at a high school. But he does this routine where he says, okay, what's your porn name? And there was this old guy on stage. This guy had to be 70 something years old. The guy was great.
Okay.
He was a great subject. He was hilarious. It's just something like one of those lovable old guys that you meet and see.
Love it.
And he got to him and he goes, what's your porn name? And he goes, my porn name is Popcorn. So I just thought about that when
oh
I said
my
popcorn.
Goodness, that's funny.
But anyway.
No, but I say, if someone walks up to you and that's how they start the conversation, and that's not up to your expectations, again, there's a disconnect.
Right, exactly. And these are important. These are discussions that are important to have early in relationships because it can affect things later on down the line because a lot of people, again, will repress that, the needs that they have to say, oh, well,
right.
This isn't important. Everything else is great, but sex isn't. But that shouldn't be important. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, that has to be part of it.
Right.
And if there's some dissatisfaction in that area, that is going to cause problems later on.
Sure.
And then also, again, non-sexual intimacy as far as touching and holding hands and showing signs of affection, some people can go totally without it and be fine. Mm. Some people need that to feel better.
Wanted, needed
to feel a connection. Mm-hmm. So again, it's important to address that with each other.
Intimacy is a very, very critical point of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's not the only part of a relationship, but it is one of the
But it has to be there.
It has to be there.
You can't have everything else and skip that one because, oh, Well, that's not important. Right. I'm going back because I've heard clients say this over and over, and I'm like, no, it is important. That is something that you should talk about. That's something that's very important in a relationship.
It is very important. And the problem that, you know, some people may face is that there might be other issues within the relationship and they put the intimacy last that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. They try to fix everything else and then save that for last because they feel that's the most important part.
Right.
Right. So sure. When it comes to working on relationships, mm-hmm. you need to include it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's just my layman's thought.
Yeah. No, I feel like that is absolutely a case.
Your sister just checked in and she said, hi,
Amy,
brother.
My sis, Amy. How you doing, Amy? Oh, Amy, I got a question for you.
Are you doing?
Just checking in. I'm just just finding out what you're up to. But excellent. Yeah, I hope you're good. Love you.
So go. What's the next topic?
Okay, the next part is, and again, this sounds very cliche, but it's friendship, because most people have a very divergent view on a couple's relationship and a friendship relationship. Mm-hmm. When really, the intimate couple's relationship, your partner's relationship, should be first and foremost a friendship.
Sure.
That is important. And I know I've seen a lot of couples over the years and they're not friends. It's almost like they exist
together,
but there's no connection. There's no. So when I talk about friendship, what I'm talking about is, you know, having someone who's there, who's a dependable person, who will listen and support you when you're having rough times, who will be there to celebrate important dates and achievements and accomplishments. It's something, honestly, if you think about your best friend, that's what your mate should be. That's what your partner should be.
Fair.
They should be your best friend. So again, I see this disconnect a lot in couples where, yeah, they might be intimate, but there's not there's no bond of friendship there. It's almost like you exist separately and just come together when it's necessary or when it's convenient. And that's not good either. So I'm going to give you some exercises to show, and this just helps just kind of make connections as far as things that you think might be trivial. But this is like, if I were to say, Matt, do you have a best friend?
I do.
Is it Holly?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if I said, what's her favorite color?
Yes.
You would know it.
Yellow.
Yeah. Okay. So these are questions I want you to sit down with your partner and go through. Mm-hmm. This can be a fun kind of a game that you can play just to kind of to see how well you know each other. Because if you're really good friends, you should probably know a lot of these.
You would know their favorite flavor of edible panties.
What happened?
Oh, great Odin's ravens.
You should. You should know that.
I already said I'm a walking 12-year-old hormone.
I get it.
Clean out your desk. You're gone.
Bye.
No, go on.
So,
go on.
Okay. So here's some questions to sit down with your partner and just ask back and forth and answer them. Take turns answering these questions. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite food?
Mm-hmm. Pizza.
What's your favorite movie?
Yes.
Who's your favorite actor or actress?
Sure.
What's your favorite vacation location?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Right?
It really is because there's a lot of great spots, right? But what one sticks out the most, right?
Who are your closest friends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to high school?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. That should be an easy one.
Right.
I would suspect, and I don't know of any, I can't give you real life examples, I would guess there are probably couples out there who couldn't tell you where the other one went to high school.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
just
no.
guessing that.
No. Yeah.
What do I do to show people I really love them?
Hmm.
What keeps me up at night?
Right.
Well, other than, you know.
12-year-old walking hormone.
Oh, great Odin's raven.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
That really
got out of hand fast.
Those are pointed questions.
Well, yeah. And then number 10 is, well, actually there are two of, what is my life's purpose? Mm. That's a deeper one that can get into a lot of conversation. And then number 11 is, what accomplishments am I truly proud of? Mm-hmm. Can you answer that about your partner?
Yeah.
And this all goes into this friendship thing where, you know, if you have a really close friend, somebody you consider your best friend, you can probably answer all these questions.
Just about, yeah.
And if you can't answer them about your partner, I would start to think, well, what's going on here?
Right. In some of those questions, if you don't know them, you don't just come out with it. You know, it could be a typical dinner conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right?
And it's just, you have to put that in the memory banks and remember that.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
And support that and trust in it and go on.
Yeah. So yeah, those are questions just to kind of sit down and ask. And it can be something that's fun, something that you just kind of have a good time with. And you know, you might be surprised at some of the answers.
Sure.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. You just don't know. Who's your favorite musician? I mean, it can be just things that could be simple. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Amy.
Camera's right there, buddy.
Oh, camera's right here. All right. Yeah. Hey, Amy.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I'm still trying to figure out that damn song, but go on.
No, I know. Every time I play it, I'm trying to pick it up in my head too. So those are a couple of things, and we're going to come back in next episode, and we're going to finish out our episode on
relationships.
Yes. And we have a couple, three more categories to go through, and I'm also going to give you more exercises that you can work on with your partner. That's going to help you connect in many of these areas.
Perfect.
You know, I'm a fool. I'm an idiot. But
what are you people on dope?
Not
don't
yet,
go anywhere.
But I forgot to print our dogs, our Detroit rescue dogs for the episode. So
we'll have two for next week.
So we'll double up next time. But go to Detroit Dog Rescue. Look at their dogs and cats for adoption, not just dogs. Mm-hmm. They're pets for adoption. We just usually pop one up at the end of the episode and kind of show their cute face, and they need a home, and they want somebody to
the Detroit dog
to cuddle with.
This past week,
yes,
actually saved a pig.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I have to go look at that.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it on their adoption page?
It's out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll look for it. Yeah. So my fault for not getting that right. So those of you on Facebook Live, stick around. We're going to be right back with part two of relationships. Those of you on listening on audio, jump ahead an episode, or if it's not there yet, it will be on Tuesday or Thursday. In the meantime, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We'll see you next time.